Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Concessionary loans are being offered to dairy and beef farmers and processors as part of efforts to improve the dairy sector. We tell you more on today's program at the Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The Jamaica Dairy Development Board recognizes that one of the main problems farmers face is access to capital. As a result, a concessionary loan facility was established for beef and dairy farmers and processors through its Dairy Sector Revitalization Program. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Hugh Graham, says the initiative is part of a national drive to enhance food security, livelihood protection, and rural development.
Well, over the last few years, there has been reasonable uptake. We have had some 52 beneficiaries to date, totaling just about $53 million.
The loans are disbursed to assist in the development of pastures, acquisition of breeding stock, as well as upgrading of farm equipment and general infrastructure improvement. Farmers apply through the Jamaica Dairy Development Board for the loan.
It's channeled through the Development Bank of Jamaica and selected AFIs, that's approved financial institutions. The interest rate is repayable over 7 years. We have a moratorium, or to simplify, a grace on the principal of up to 1 year.
Eligibility for the loan is based on the following. Farmers must be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Applications must be accompanied by a business plan. The applicant must provide an irreversible deduction order to processor, authorizing remittances to approved financial institutions, AFIs. And the applicant must submit all requisite records upon request. The loans are available at an interest rate of 5% with a loan ceiling of $5 million to individuals and $10 million for corporate entities. And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Jamaica 4-H Club is advising the public that due to the impending general elections scheduled for Thursday, February 25, the St. Anne Parish Achievement Expo, which was also slated to be held on that day at the Manee College, has been rescheduled to Wednesday, March 2 at the Surfitt Primary School in Brownstown. Prejudging activities will be held on Wednesday, February 17 at the Ferncourt High School. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590 and we will highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You ever hear somebody say, when water throw it can't pick up back? The translation is, when water is spilled, you can't get it back. And this means what's done is done.
All the people them with the war, Zigvee, hold up your hand. Zigvee in the Caribbean territory, but we now want that virus to set pan we. So make sure send no stagnant water in sight and mash up all my state of breathing sight. We're holding that it in them where you dash by and change the water in your vase every day. No later dispose of your garbage proper. You know them the thing that we turn drain backer. Tour your community and tour your yard for suppress mosquito. We half go hard. Dash we old tire turnover drum pan for prevention is the greatest weapon. And special shout out to pregnant ladies, protect yourselves and protect your babies. Grab for your zapper and your mosquito spray. If you do all that we can to keep them away, how we now was in vain.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.